A proper handsome young man that dwelt in London city did woo a pretty damsel who was for him too witty. The young man he had wealth good store, the lass was poor though bonny. She pleased his mind with speeches kind, and all was for his money. A simple silly coxcomb he showed himself to be, all which the crafty damsel did well perceive and see. She pleased still his humour well, with words as sweet as honey. She showed him still most kind good will, to make him spend his money. He was with love enchanted, and led into such folly. He never would be merry, but with his pretty Molly, to whom when he was come, she still would welcome say, sweet honey. Which words in mind he took so kind, he cared not for his money. She called him, she clipped him, she did his corpse embrace, and said her only pleasure was viewing his sweet face. She told him that his breath and lips more sweeter were than honey, yet her mind ran not on the man so much as on the money. And at their merry meetings the youth would send for wine, and many pleasant junkets for them to sup and dine, as lamb and veal and mutton store, with chickens, larks, and coney. Thus with her wiles and tempting smiles she made him spend his money. He gave her gowns and kirtles, and many costly things, as girdles, cloves, and stockings, fine bracelets, and gold rings, for which he ne'er had not from her, but thanks mine own sweet honey. A kiss or twain was all his gain, for all his cost and money. And if he e'er did offer to do the thing you wot, when they two were in private, to him she yielded not. She told him 'twas unlawful, I prithee, sweet and honey, urge me not toot, for I'll not doot in troth for any money. Now what should be the reason, think you, she was so coy? It was because another man her fancy did enjoy, and none but he alone, she swore, would have this wench so bonny. Yet this fond ass so simple was, to fool away his money. Although she had another, whom she had vowed to marry, yet to this silly woodcock herself she still did carry, as though she had intent to last, to make him her sweet honey. Yet all her drift was by this shrift, to get good clothes and money. And when she was supplying with all that she did lack, and he had put brave raiment all new upon her back, him carelessly she slighted then, her heart to him was stony. She grew so proud she scarce allowed a smile for all his money. So getting up one morning, she could no longer tarry, but sending for her other love, with him she straight did marry. Now had she what she looked for, and so farewell my Tommy. My wedding ring and everything, thou bought'st me with thy money. Thus in deriding manner at him she laughed and fleered, which vexed sore the young man, when to his shame he heard how he was for his kindness shown accounted simple Tommy, and had disgrace in every place for spending of his money. He durst not walk for his pleasure among other young men, but he was sure to hear on't before he came again. And one would play with t'other in sport, with words as sweet as honey, to act the part of his sweetheart, who made him spend his money. This did so vex and grieve him, he vowed to be revenged. Quoth he, my gown and kirtle, ere long I'll have new fringe. Take heed, you subtle queen, quoth he, for if I light upon ye, I'll make you rue that e'er you knew one penny of my money. These words the damsel heard on, and being always cunning, she spied him as he walked in the street, and to him she came running. She called him rogue and rascal base. "You slave," quoth she, "I'll stone ye, and you clown, I'll crack your crown, a pox of you and your money." Thus with her scolding speeches his voice she overcame. He, seeing of no remedy, did let it rest for shame. Let every honest young man then example take by Tommy, lest they repent when they have spent upon a wench their money.